heads of states and government, ministers, distingués, délégués, comme nous venons de l'entendre, on ne peut minimiser la sévérité de la crise alimentaire mondiale. C'est pour cette raison que le gouvernement du Canada a identifié la sécurité alimentaire comme l'un des trois thèmes prioritaires de l'aide au développement. In October, I launched Canada's Food Security Strategy, and in it outlined how our government will deliver on its L'Aquila commitments on food security. The Canadian International Development Agency's Food Security Strategy will follow three paths: food aid and nutrition, sustainable agricultural development, and research and development. Last year, we took the important step of untying all of our food aid, and I encourage all other donor countries to also do the same and increase the efficiency of their food aid dollars. Our food aid now reaches those who need it faster, at lower transportation cost, while supporting local markets and more local agricultural development. We also recognized the need for nutritious food, and Canada will increase our micronutrient programming to improve the health of those living in poverty. Today, I ask our donor partners to enhance their support for nutrient supplements such as vitamin A and food fortification like salt iodization as an integral part of food security programs worldwide. Our government has met its Food Aid Convention commitment and even exceeded its target, while also increasing our overall base food aid commitment to a minimum of $230 million annually. A notable part of our food security strategy includes our L'Aquila commitment to increase our support for sustainable agricultural development in developing countries with an additional $600 million. This means that Canada will more than double our current investment to $1.2 billion over 3 years. This investment includes $75 million over 3 years in support of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, making Canada the world's fifth largest contributor. In addition, Canada is supporting the World Bank's efforts to develop a multi-donor food security and agriculture trust fund. These commitments are intended to complement an increase in Canada's bilateral agricultural programs and projects in many developing countries. Our government is also making new strategic research and development investments, hoping to make measurable strides towards greater food security. We have, in addition, created the new Canadian International Food Security Research Fund, the CIFS Fund, in partnership with Canada's International Development Research Centre. This fund will support applied collaborative research with developing countries. The $62 million fund is designed to support initiatives that seek practical and concrete solutions to the real challenges being faced by smallholder farmers on the ground in developing countries, the majority of whom are women. Working towards global food security requires an integrated, comprehensive, and coordinated approach globally and in country. No single country can address these challenges on its own. Canada is one of the few countries that has spelt out how we will take action on meeting our L'Aquila commitment, and I look forward to working with others in doing the same. We consider the implementation and accountability for the food security and sustainable agricultural development, L'Aquila commitments to be critically important. To address the challenge of food security, we must all fulfill our commitments and demonstrate that achieving meaningful, real results is truly our mutual objective. I have made the effectiveness of Canada's aid a top priority for CETA's food security strategy, particularly the work we do with multilateral organizations. I would expect that those organizations also hold themselves to account for making a real impact during this crisis for the world's most vulnerable. To achieve concrete, sustainable results, we will need to work collaboratively. This includes a continued role for the high-level task force and support for a genuinely inclusive and focused Committee on World Food Security. The task ahead calls for commitment and focus, delivery of pledges, and concrete focused actions. Canada is pleased to renew its commitment and pledges to fulfill its responsibility as part of this international effort towards global food security. Le Canada renouvelle son engagement envers les efforts internationaux pour une sécurité alimentaire mondiale. Merci and thank you.